In roughly 1 year's time, Nevadans will head to the polls to select who will represent them in the U.S. Senate. One of the candidates is first-term Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Rosen of Las Vegas. Our reporter Paul Boger sat down with Representative Rosen to ask why she's running for higher office.
So you're a first-term congresswoman, mm-hmm. And I want to start off by getting your thoughts on how your first months in office have been going and how that kind of compares to the expectations you had going in.
It is so much better than I imagined, and of course, so much harder than I imagined. It's better because the people in Washington are passionate, intelligent, everybody that I've been working with so committed to principles of democracy, whatever side of the aisle they're on. There are about 50 of us freshmen, so we've had a chance to do things as a group all together, and we've gotten a chance to know each other, and even if we don't always agree on policy, we're all there because we're passionate about our country.
You know, less than a year after taking office, you're announcing that you're going to challenge Senator Heller for his seat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do that? And I guess more specifically, why do that when you're still in your first year as a congresswoman?
Well, I might be in my first year as a congresswoman, but I'm not my first year in life. You know, first of all, I put myself through college as a waitress, becoming a woman in technology in the 70s. And so it was a male-dominated field. I didn't make equal pay for equal work. I had to work as a waitress and a computer programmer in the beginning. I've raised a family. My daughter went to public school. She's in college now. So when I talk about the challenges that college kids have and them worrying about finding jobs, I know what that's like. I also moved to Las Vegas. My parents moved there when I was in college, and then my in-laws eventually retired there. And they all got old and sick at the same time. So I quit work to be a caretaker to them. So what I can tell you about Social Security, Medicare, pensions, vouchers, rehab hospitals, and the whole aging process, I don't need any papers to talk to me, to tell me what that means and what it means to families to be able to have a good retirement and being able to take care of their health care needs as they get older. So on education, on health care, I volunteered in my community. And so I've had a very full life, and I've had a lot of things around the kitchen table that have informed me how to do this job. And that's the most important thing. That's what people want right now, someone who understands their anxiety at the kitchen table.
And do you think that Senator Heller's not doing that or not having that, those same kind of thoughts or feelings?
I think Senator Heller has been around for a very long time, over 25 years in public office, and I don't think he's delivered for the state of Nevada, especially in health care. He's betrayed Nevadans just most recently voting for the skinny repeal that would take away health insurance for thousands and thousands of Nevadans, spike our premiums, take away pre-existing conditions. That's going to hurt people. It's going to hurt our rurals. He's not listening. He's not listening in education. He was voted for Betsy DeVos, who clearly doesn't have our kids' best interest in heart. So I think that Senator Heller's let the state of Nevada down.
You've already have drawn criticism, whether fairly or unfairly, by your opponents as having close ties with former Senator Harry Reid and former Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Northern Nevada and rural Nevada tend to be far more conservative than Vegas. So how are you planning to present yourself or attract voters in those areas?
I started my career as a computer programmer systems analyst. So what that means is that we've all used some bad software. You get that buffering, that things go really slow when they don't work. So how you write software is you listen, you look at every side because it all has to work and it all has to mesh together in the same way that our communities do. So I feel like I'm a common sense person who's going to listen to what people are anxious about and try to find the best ways to move our communities forward.
Oh, but how do you think you persuade somebody who may not be willing to have a conversation in Elko or Eureka?
I think I have a reputation for listening, doing my roundtables. I always ask everybody this question, what keeps you up at night? We have a lot of compelling conversations that inform me. Inform me about how we help veterans. We worked on the Veterans Choice Act. Inform me how we might help our schools by working on some of these scholarships. Inform me about doing medical research. Inform me that nobody wants those pre-existing conditions removed. So I think that people come and meet me and have those conversations, their minds will be changed.
That was KUNR's Paul Boger speaking to Representative Jackie Rosen about her decision to run for the U.S. Senate. We'll also be hearing from Republican candidate Danny Tarkanian soon. KUNR has reached out to incumbent Senator Dean Heller on several occasions, but has received no response.